Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. And now, back to Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Now into the third hour. Got a discussion of the nightmare cloning coming up in the next couple segments. And, of course, more news and information. Right now, let's let Bill in Texas have his say. Bill, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I'll make it quick. I drive a truck. I deliver beer in Austin, Texas. And I'm sure you've seen in these certain 7-Eleven stores under the Greater Austin Merchant Association.
Yes.
Anyways, I was in a liquor store the other day, and a guy asked me about it. And apparently what he heard is that the Greater Austin Merchant Association, or GAMA, is forcing a lot of these big beer companies to make it. Like, what he heard was a $20,000 donation to this Pakistani charity. And apparently there's, if they don't comply and make this donation, then these members of the GAMA are going to cut their shelf space. And that, you know, to me it sounds like extortion or whatever, but he went on to say that there was no paper trail for where this money's going, and that, you know, I don't know. He asked me about it. I figured you'd know more about it than I would, since you're here in Austin. And I also wondered if maybe, you know, in other big cities, is there a Greater Houston Merchants Association? Because most of these, there's 250 companies involved in this in Austin, from what he said.
And, of course, Pakistanis and Indians own everything, so they can leverage and do whatever they want.
Right. And from,
well,
you
sir,
know,
you
I've
need
asked,
to,
I've
sir, asked, sir, you need to call the Statesman. You need to call the Chronicle. You need to get them on this, because if what you're saying is true, this is huge. This is massive and just incredible, and all the beer companies should get together and say, forget you, and call for an investigation. But, of course, this probably sounds like it's right up their alley. They probably won't do anything. But I have heard of similar things around the country. But give us a donation to our Pakistani a charity, or you can't put your beer on our shelves.
Right. Well, I think there's, his words were, they're going to cut your shelf space. But, you know, I wondered whoever, you know, other people that might be listening, if they know of things like this in their towns, maybe the Greater Houston Merchant Association. You know, I go in a lot of different places all day long, and I've asked liquor store owners and other, you know, grocery store owners that aren't of any other nationality, and, you know, they all know about the Greater Austin Merchant Association, but they're not involved with it. They all say, no, that's Pakistani, or that's an Arab membership or whatever. And everybody kind of turns their nose up when I even mention. They're like, no, don't even mess with them. So I don't know about it. I didn't know if you did, and I thought it'd be up your alley. So thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. You know, if that's true, that really stinks. I smell rotten fish, folks. Something's fishy, as they say. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark. But I have no knowledge of the particular thing you're talking about. But this is what we discussed yesterday. 7 to 10 years, no income taxes for foreigners. How can anyone compete against that? How can any American citizen, whether you're black or white, regardless of your color, how can you own a business and compete against people who don't have to pay taxes and then sell it to their family member after the 10 years is up and then start another 10 years? And, yeah, I mean, you go in these stores and, I mean it's amazing, folks. It's hard to find a store that isn't owned by foreigners. And again, why is that? It isn't that Americans are lazy and don't want to own convenience stores. Why is it all people from Central Asia? In fact, you don't even really see Asians from, you know, Southeast Asia or China or Japan running these. It's always Pakistan or India. Well, because the government set it up where they can take over. And, man, if they are demanding a donation, boy, that is what you said. But I don't know if that's true. But, frankly, I don't doubt it. I'll try to check into it. That's the problem with this show. I've got hundreds of articles each day confirm corruption, and then there's all this other stuff people want me to check out, and I'm just one guy. My head is spinning. But that certainly should be investigated. We're going to break, folks. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. And do not forget, to get my documentary films. Do not forget to get my videos and spread the word.
If you're one of the millions of Americans losing their hair, chances are...
Attention pet owners, how would you like your dog or cat to behave instantly on command? Now you can with a pet trainer. So easy to use, it's like having a remote control for your pet. No electric zaps or shocks. This simple handheld device uses safe and effective ultrasonic sound that commands your pet's attention like magic. Here's how it works. Say your dog jumps on your best furniture. Just press the button to emit the sound. As he snaps to attention, give the command to get down. As soon as he obeys, praise him for the good behavior, and that's it. Veterinarian endorsed, Pet Trainer is the humane way to train pets, whether it's non-stop barking, chewing shoes, pestering house guests, you name it. Plus, it's the animal-friendly way to deal with unwelcome strays or neighbors' dogs. Satisfaction guaranteed, so call now to try it risk-free. Pet Trainer, just $19.95, plus shipping, uses 9-volt battery not included. To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-851-5511. That's 1-800-851-5511. Call 1-800-851-5511.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we have Dr. John F. Kilner coming on, the president of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, to talk about cloning. People don't know that embryos are human beings and that that is indeed cloning when you clone embryos. Now industrializing the process for body parts and stem cells. That's coming up in the next hour. Also, we got Paul Watson here in about 25 minutes to talk about the latest Princess Diana information. You know, our caller, Rob, is saying he has unmarked helicopters perpetually flying around his house, flying over his house. And, you know, could it be because he's fighting the New World Order? And it certainly could be. But statistically, I've talked to hundreds of people who don't even know about this, who have helicopters hovering over their house here in Austin. Government-owned Cessnas with ground-penetrating radar admittedly fly grid patterns over the city, looking right through our walls with the ground-penetrating radar, recording what's in your house, the details, the floor plan, the layout. It's part of this big spatial network that Homeland Security already had set up under DARPA but is now announced. They got digital photos of the front and back of all your houses. They've got this all laid into computers. And it happens to everybody. This is part of the new free country, is helicopters and planes and foreign aircraft, admittedly, just flying around. And, you know, people mentioned foreign troops. The BBC reported a few months ago several Eastern Bloc countries, Ukraine, you name it, running checkpoints in the northern Scotland, pulling families out of cars, shoving men to the ground with guns in their heads. There were panic, people freaking out. We've had that happen here with foreign troops. It's always a drill, and we're sorry. It's part of acclimation. So when it really happens, we hesitate, and, oh, well, that's happened before. So your local police will hesitate, and, oh, it's just a drill. You know, almost every town in the country's had drills where troops practice taking over the city hall. I mean, I've been to dozens of them right here in Texas. Foreign troops, police chiefs admitting it. Well, the Czech troops are here, and some police chiefs throw them out. Well, they tried to bribe me. That's the San Antonio police chief. That's in Police State 2000. But to say that they have the infrastructure or the people, let's take my website. It gets, I don't know, 5 to 10 million hits a month, you know, depending on what month it is. PrisonPlanet.com gets the same. Infowars.com does. Millions of individual people. I mean, do they have planes to all visit everybody that, you know, goes online or does something? Again, that's part of the illusion. The truth is most of the troops, most of the military, most of the police are starting to wake up and are on our side. 99% of them said no to the smallpox shot. 99%+. In major polls, now, they had a major poll just came out where 91% of police are pro-Second Amendment, but they're ordered to carry out these unconstitutional orders. So my point is we shouldn't be afraid. Yeah, they announce Echelon can listen to all of us, and they're listening to all our phones and tracking us and doing all this. Yeah, they have the power to do that, but they don't have the infrastructure or the people to follow it up or do something with it. That's why the New York Times article I read in the first hour is so important, where under the new national draft, to graduate from high school, or some will be paid, you will, a few hours a day, watch your computer screen that will feed you shots of power plants and schools and other things around the country, and if you see suspicious activity, you yell at them over loudspeakers. This is the New York Times getting us all involved in the tattletaling and the, you know, the telescreen that was shout orders at Winston. He's walking down the street not doing something right. What are you doing? Are you a terrorist? Are you suspicious? Are you with Goldstein, which is Al-Qaeda? Stand there. We're going to have some guards come interview you. I mean, it's literally that. Rob, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be interviewing them, I hope to be. You know, they've got some things to answer, too.
Well, what's in your
watching them.
What's in your area?
Well, let me say this. I'm in Mills, Wyoming, which is just on the northwest side of Casper, biggest city in Wyoming, or, you know, next to big. Biggest. I hope they do it again because I've got a digital, you know, movie camera now. I'll just photograph it all in the relationship to the rest of the house and so on. That way, I'm sick of these people denying that this is going on, or they'll even acknowledge it is, but it's perfectly understandable.
Let me ask you a question. Oh, yeah, you're crazy to ask.
Yeah, well,
do you have any?
The sheriff's saying these masked men are coming through town, but don't worry about them. It's okay. I gave them permission to.
Well, let me ask you a question. I've talked to former SWAT team people. One of them works at the airport now. You know, he's retired, Vietnam veteran, sniper in Vietnam. He was the head of the SWAT team. I've talked to others. And if you, many times they would be told, go raid this house. They'd bust in. It'd be generally some old retiree. There'd be four or five fish tanks and maybe some plants, and they were using too much power. About allowing them to bring a clone to term, and then after that, in the development for medical parts. So I guess it's going to be like a Frank Herbert book where you've got these tanks with these humanoids growing in it. I mean, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but you just said they legalized that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very explicit. They say that you can produce through cloning these human beings. You can let them develop as embryos. You can develop all the way through the fetal stage. So women can be carrying these clones, and then it says that you can kill them, abort them, take their parts, and it says, although it puts in place saying, well, you can't actually make big profits off this, what it says you can do is get reasonable payment for doing this, and it includes all the costs of storage, transplantation, implantation, All sorts of things that there's no fixed.
But what is this? I mean, I've got an Associated Press article here where it has that quote you just gave from the law.
Yep.
They're saying that they can bring it past birth. What on earth does that mean?
That's a really good question because it says they not only can bring it through the fetal stage, that would by definition be all the way up to birth, but also through the newborn stage. Now, what does that mean? I mean, if language means anything, a stage is a period of time. That's saying you can do this for a period of time, even after birth. And what should give us real pause here? This is in New Jersey. That's the home of Princeton University. And their most well-known bioethics person, Peter Singer, is advocating that we should be able to kill newborn babies if they don't measure up.
Well, not just newborns. I've seen him say 18 months to 2 years.
Well, yeah, exactly. It goes beyond. But I mean, this is the next
step. Well, I mean, that's reasonable. I mean, what's wrong with, killing newborn babies? It's no big deal. And let's go ahead and take the clone out and put it in a tank and grow it up bigger and add buds of other organs and grow those
right.
off the clones.
Yeah.
You know, I've read in the BBC where this is being proposed, they could grow humanoids larger in utero in cows and get more parts.
Right.
Hey, what's the big deal? Maybe we can, in the age of feeding irradiated beef to school children, let's just go light years past that. Maybe we'll put humans on the store shelf.
Yeah, well, see, exactly. What this notion of even going past the newborn stage, what the red flag this should raise for us, is that this isn't about any reasonable definitions of when you have a human being or not. What this is really about is saying, in the interest of doing whatever we want to do scientifically and economically, we're going to potentially run roughshod over any protections for particularly the weakest and most vulnerable human being.
Well, Doctor,
this has to be a wake-up call for us here.
Well, Dr. Kellner, I mean, I could yell, I could scream,
yeah.
I could pull my hair out,
mm-hmm.
I could say a bunch of horrible words here, and that wouldn't be abnormal. I don't know if listeners realize
mm-hmm.
that they're saying we're going to clone right through to birth and after. That means they're going to do weird experiments,
mm-hmm.
and these people aren't going to have any rights. They just decided they're not human beings. They don't have a soul, and we're going to kill them if we feel like it. I mean, this is like the worst science fiction movie I could imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's bad enough when it's in the womb. I mean, that's but when people think of abortion, usually they just think of very difficult and rough cases. What we're talking about here is actually women being contracted for there to be lab experiments to clone these embryos, then women contracting to carry these fetuses in the womb. These youngest of human beings are being intentionally created in order to be dismembered and the parts then used for experimentation.
And so when David Rockefeller or Bill Gates, and I'm saying this hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
It's reasonable for their endowment to, it costs $5 million, but you can pay $7 million, and he gets his own little clone grown and quietly mm-hmm. gets his new replacement organs and new DNA treatments, and
right.
it's just real,
right. Yeah, exactly. And
I'll tell you, Doctor, this is all going to be legalized. It's all going to be done because the elite wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we stop it? What do we do? How do we get the average ball game fan who doesn't even know what the Bill of Rights is mm-hmm. to care about this?
Right, exactly. Well, I think that that public awareness of the big issues involved here are absolutely key, because I think when it gets to the level of like this New Jersey bill, it's presented to the legislature there as, are you for or against scientific progress? Well, I mean, that's silly. It's created here as a stereotype of either you're for economic well-being and scientific progress, or you're against it. Well, that's not what this is about.
Well, that'd be like Joseph Mengele saying, hey, so I'm sewing two Jewish children together.
Yeah.
What are you complaining about? Are you against progress?
Right, exactly. And the problem here is that there are some very exciting developments taking place in the whole biotech medical arena. For example, as I was mentioning before, stem cell research, for which cloning is, they want to use it because then you can tailor stem cells to genetically match particular individuals. Well, stem cell research is not an all or nothing sort of thing. In much of what's going on in biotech research, you can achieve many, if not all, of the wonderful benefits that are out there, but you can either do it by cutting corners ethically and creating tremendous risks to human beings and society in the process, or you can do it in an ethical way.
Well, I've read
that. That's what we have to be standing up for.
Well, Doctor, I've read they can just suck your own fat out of you, and it turns out, on average, to be better than baby parts.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the counterpart to that in terms of stem cell research is that all of our bodies have supplies of stem cells in them, and we can either get stem cells from from already developed human bodies and get them just like, you know, blood donations, or we can take human embryos and cut them up into their pieces.
Stay there, Doctor. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Stadtmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty, just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com.
All right, folks, coming up in the next segment, I'll get to all these callers that have been holding and a bunch of other news we haven't covered yet. But right now we're talking to John F. Kilner, doctor, Ph.D., and we've got hyperlinks to all the news stories, Associated Press, you name it, where they just calmly announce, oh, there's a new cloning law in New Jersey passed. Well, it says that they can, you know, have somebody grow a clone up to birth, and then after that do things with it. So it's saying that they don't have any rights, that it's not a human, that they can... I mean, this is... I can't believe this, Doctor.
It's amazing how fast this has advanced, actually, in even just in the course of the last 3 or 4 years. It's essential that people get informed on what's happening, because I think for many people's mind, this is just science fiction. You know, this is just way out there somewhere, rather than something that we're actually making decisions on now as to what we're going to allow and what we're not going to allow.
Well, I think the term asleep at the wheel, I mean, I'm mad at the American people because, I mean, I'm not that smart, and I know what's going on. They had a major study of 339 universities, and what was it, 65% of the administrators and students didn't know what the First Amendment was.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm scared here because this is amazing. I mean, we're going to take our very humanity and allow them to grow humans like tomatoes and then do whatever they want with them?
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's just amazing. I mean, the significance of what we're talking about. I mean, certainly there are a lot of issues that are out there that are important, but I think certain issues rise to the top in a certain period of time in history because you're making decisions that are going to chart the course that are going to affect the human race all the way indefinitely into the future. And these bioethical questions are right there, right now. I mean, it's going to be in the next few years that the course that we take on all of these issues that we're talking about right now, and there are many, I mean, right behind this wave of biotech issues is a whole other set of issues. And we are working around the clock, full time here at the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. One of our biggest efforts right now is to get this information out on our cbhd.org website, to get the information out. And, I mean, just to give you a sense of the visibility, I mean, when you do a search, an internet search on Google or Yahoo or whatever, there's like a million sites that come up related to bioethics. But the cbhd.org site comes up on the first screen every time, and it's because we put a ton of information on there. But that's where the battle is right now. People have to get informed. It's not that the information's not there. We have to recognize that this is not science fiction. It's not out there in the future.
Well, Doctor, they should have you address the governor's conference 2 years ago instead of Peter Singer.
Mm.
I mean, Peter Singer needs to be in a loony bin, but his ideas and the ideas of Princeton that brought him there, of let's just kill babies after they're born, I mean, that seems to be what the establishment really wants, regardless of the ignorant public, when you ask them about this, is obviously against what they're doing, but still sees it as some type of science fiction. I want to briefly go back over this new law, I mean, because that's so important. Restate that for folks. They're saying that they're not just going to clone humans, but that they're going to continue on with stuff after they're born.
Well, the New Jersey law says, yeah, that you can produce clones at the egg and embryo stage, and then they can continue to develop. What they're doing is saying, okay, how long can they continue to develop, and we can just kill them, cut them up, use them for body pieces before there's any problem with that. And it says, well, that can continue on through the embryo stage, through the fetus stage, which goes all the way up till birth, and through the newborn stage. Now, what does that mean? Through the newborn stage. That's cool.
Well, it's obvious, and you know, you talk about stem cells and how you get it from fat tissue, and how I've seen the studies it even works better in many cases. They want to use wombs. They want to create clones because I've read the studies. Mm-hmm. They want to create wombs, larger artificial wombs out of fetuses and babies, and they want to create these big clusters where they can grow 100 livers that, you know, on one clone. They want to industrialize this. This is totally sick.
Yeah, it really is commercializing human beings, commercializing the human body, and that's just a direction that we should never go. I mean, there's property, there's things that are subject to buying and selling, and then there are certain things, human beings, that have a dignity unto themselves.
Well, that's it. How could you work at one of these places with human beings around you in tanks?
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, it's just we're losing the distinction between people.
I think the term is we're going to hell in a handbasket. CBHD.org, CBHD.org, link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and sir, I sure hope folks will go read your writing and your organization's writings, and I just want to thank you for coming on.
Happy to be with you.
I'm going to let you go, but when we get back, I'm going to plug your book, okay? Thanks for coming on, Doctor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Statenauer here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
I was kind of ranting over the doctor there at the end, trying to end that segment, and I appreciate Dr. John F. Kilner coming on. You know, I read those news articles the last few days, mainstream news out of New Jersey. It was, oh, there's a debate about it. Some of the religious right doesn't like it, so it lets you grow the clone up and give birth to it, or grow it in a tank and then use it for body parts or keep it alive. I mean, what's the big deal? They can tell people that DynCorp got caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. Let's admit it. They just go, huh, what's that? You hear about Kobe Bryant? That's really important. Do you realize how evil this is? Do you realize how out of control things are? It is probably the end of the world. I cannot imagine. We have turned into just evil scum. Lazy, stupid morons. But what about the large portion of us that are good, decent, half-decent, I'm not perfect, people who just, my humanity, my soul screams when I look at this. I'm sick of evil. I'm tired of evil people getting away with what they do. I'm about to go to Warren and Joe and Carl and everybody, I promise, here in just a few minutes. I do want to plug Dr. John F. Kilner's books. One of them is, Does God Need Our Help? Cloning, Assisted Suicide, and Other Challenges in Bioethics, Cutting Edge Bioethics, A Christian Exploration of Technologies and Trends, Who Lives, Who Dies, Ethical Criteria, and Patient Selection. This is some highbrow stuff, and he's a really smart guy and a good guy and a Christian, and I hope you'll support the CBHD.org. Also, You know, while we're sorting out the problems at my little studio in South Austin, I've been doing my show here at John Statmiller's studio, and I'm very thankful for that. They didn't ask me to do this, but I want to plug it. They got some of the best shortwave radios, Sangian radios, cheaper than you'll find them at Radio Shack. I bought two shortwave radios from John because he buys them in bulk and sells them cheaper than anybody I found, high quality. I bought two from him. I bought one 4 years ago, still have it, and I bought another one about a year ago from him. They got great shortwave radios. Give them as a gift. Or if you got a piece of junk, you know, and you want to hear the show with higher quality, they got it all, folks, at very low prices. Give them a call. Also, they've got the Aeronizer, which is an amazing system. School, theaters, commercial movie theaters, concert halls, you know, big companies use this. It's a 50-year-old company. Removes, and they've got them for one room, a whole house, businesses, you name it. Removes car, cigarette odors, removes them from your house, removes them, you name it, keeps clothing from becoming smoky, removes odors from restrooms, lobbies, theater halls, sterilizes the air as it recirculates through the viewing area, saves heat during the winter, preserves cool air during the summer. It's amazing. What does Aaron do? The patented process of a machine that tightly packs oxygen molecules. It's just it's an oxygen maker. Creates fresh air in your house, folks. It says inhibits mold and bacteria growth, ionizes the air so that dust, smoke, particulates, and oxidizes odors will precipitate from the air, oxidizes hydrocarbons and organic and inorganic odors. Why do you think it is that you hear that fresh air will kill bacteria? Why do we get more colds and flus during the winter? Because we're inside more. We have the doors shut. Why do you think a piece of steel out in the field will rust and rot from the oxygen? It's powerful. It's corrosive to microorganisms, folks. Well, why do you think then that piece of steel won't rust in 50 years in your house? Because there's not air, oxygen, running across it. It's real simple, okay? And I have one of these in my house I got from John. You need to have one. There's one running right here in the room with me. I mean, they got three of them running in this house, and they've got them from $200 up to, you know, thousands of dollars that'll cover whole factories. Hotels buy these. It's a big deal, okay? And you need to give them a call. You need to call here to the office, folks. It is so incredibly important that folks call here to the office. And there's several numbers here to CSIN. I would ask Sandra, what number is best for me to give out? Because I always use the local number here to call you guys. I know there's the 877-605-9200 number, and that's the number for the Aeronizer or the shortwave radios. 877-605-9200. And they got a beautiful, full-color, 20-something page catalog that goes through the patented process, the 50-year-old company. Give them a call right now. 877-605-9200, 877-605-9200, or go to aaronair.us. And Aaron is the patented process. Aaron is A-R-A-N, air.us, not .com, .us. So here's the number again. Call right now. Get a free catalog or order an Aaronizer. 877-605-9200. Okay, let's go to the calls. Let's go ahead now and talk to Warren in Colorado. Warren, you get the prize for holding. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to make a quick comment or a point on the 450 calves that are being eliminated in Washington, I guess it is.
Sure.
The article I read was that it's actually the bull calves, the 450 bull calves, that were being eliminated. And that doesn't make sense at all because it's the heifer calves that the dairy farmers save and bring up to replace their old cows.
Well, I have an AP article here. Let me read it. USDA to kill 450 calves and mad cow scare. U.S. agriculture officials have decided to kill 450 calves in the Washington state herd that includes the offspring of the cow diagnosed with mad cow disease. And it says also, DeHaven said USDA officials would visit Mexico to discuss that country's ban on American beef products. Mexico was among more than 30 countries which halted U.S. beef imports last month after scientists diagnosed the first case of mad cow disease in the U.S. And it says the herd that is to be destroyed is one of three under quarantine in Washington because of ties to the infected cow, the 6.5-year-old Holstein dairy animal, that's the black and white cows. The other herds include cows have calves from the same Alberta farm as the sick one. So it doesn't say here if it's male or female calves. It just says it's the herd.
Yeah, on the Dish Network, we get the Reuters news, and it actually said bull calves. And I think I might call and see.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense. If you're going to kill a herd, you kill all of them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the point. I couldn't believe that I read just bull calves. But there's a Montana a cattle slaughterhouse that they slaughter 30 cattle a month, and they supply it to local restaurants and so on. And this guy got railroaded out by the USDA. Because he couldn't handle all the demand for his slaughterhouse. So
yeah, what happens is they target the small beef or poultry or pork producer that's doing a good job. The regulators harass, and I have friends that are involved in environmental groups, the good ones that go out and look at these places. They want you to come and look. These organic farms are so much cleaner, so much better, and they get harassed by the Agriculture Department, by the Food and Drug Administration. But Tyson Chicken, at one plant in Arkansas, had over 1,300 violations, and a plant down the street got shut down for two, buddy. So you're making a great point.
You've got the nail on the head, and I'll try to dig up that article on January 4th in the Denver Post. Some gal did a really good job of reporting.
So they went after a good beef producer.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
But they're going to feed irradiated, literally, rotten meat to your children. They're going to irradiate it, and don't worry. Oh, yeah, what about the toxins from the bacteria, folks? They're going to feed your children irradiated food.
Yeah, this ConAgra here in Colorado is unbelievable. They've recently switched to Swiss Foods. And, you know, I studied business ethics, and I think it was a waste of time, you know, compared to what your guest did, bioethics.
Yeah,
so
what
on.
Do you think about them? They're going to grow the clones up to full size, take them out of the womb, and then hook them up to stuff and grow a bunch of things on them. How's that? That sounds real nice.
Well, it's, there's no soul there. It sounds nice, but believe me, they're probably going to do it for other reasons.
It sounds nice. And we're going to clone humans and then use them for parts?
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, thanks for the call.
Okay.
This is amazing. Let's talk to Joe in New York. Joe and then Carl. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, go ahead. Do we have Joe there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Are you aware that there was some U.S. fighter jets following a commercial airline recently?
Yes, I was actually checking that online, and there have been over a dozen, with about 13 different cases of them claiming terrorists were on planes.
No, Alex.
No, I know right now. I know. What I'm saying is that these have all been fake alerts in the past.
Okay, yeah, but they were saying that there was a terrorist suspect on a plane coming from France, that there was two fighter jets following the plane, and it was going to land in Ohio. Then MSNBC retracted the information, and they said something like the woman was taken off the plane before it took off. She had, like, a leather jacket. It was a motorcycle jacket with wires in it. Listen to this, Alex. They said it was a motorcycle jacket that you can plug into, like, your motorcycle to warm yourself while you're riding. So in other words, they took her off the plane because she had, like, wires in her leather jacket that was, I guess it was almost like one of those, like, electric blankets, but it was a leather riding jacket. So she was pulled off the plane. They retracted the whole story that there was a suspect on there. She was off the plane. And then guess what? They put her on another flight to go somewhere
where
she
was going.
That's
what I was saying to you up front is they'll put a fake terror name into something, pull a 5-year-old child off, and for 2 days announce we stopped the terrorists, and then there's a quiet retraction. Okay, it wasn't true.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My point. I mean, we never heard of.
Yeah, I heard you say that before. What you were making those comments before? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just it's just total and complete fear mongering.
All right. Here's the other thing. I wanted to see if you thought this was a coincidence. I took out a dollar bill the other day, and I'm looking on the back of it, and it's kind of funny that it has an all-seeing eye and a pyramid. Meantime, there's no...
And kind of funny it says New World Order under it, yeah.
Well, I got a lot of things... don't cut me off here, because I want to make a few points, because last time I called up, I've been calling a few times, and you cut me short, so I want to make a point here. If you go to the back of a dollar bill, and if you can do this, Alex, if you have a $1 bill, it'll be pretty amazing, because I don't think you've ever seen this before. You have one on you?
Sure, let me just say number one. On average, I have callers on longer than other talk show hosts do, and you already made a point, and I'm not fighting with you, but please don't imply that I'm cutting you short. You're on the air.
No. Let me just finish up real quick.
Well, you're asking if I got a dollar bill on me. Yes, I have a dollar bill.
All right. If you draw a line from the A in Inuit, if you look on top, it says Inuit Coeptis, and on the bottom it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means announcing the birth of a new world order in
Latin.
If you draw a line, a horizontal line from the A in Inuit to the S in Coeptis, a straight line right underneath the little pyramid with the I.
Yes.
And then you draw a line from the S in Coeptis to the second O in Ordo, and then back up from the second O in Ordo to the A in Inuit, you make an upside down triangle. And then if you outline the triangle that's already there, that's already on the dollar, and you look at all the points.
Yeah, it makes the Star of Solomon
Look at it. You have the M in Seclorum, you have the A in Inuit, you have the S in Coeptis, you have the second O in Ordo, and the N in Novus, which spells Mason, perfectly, symmetrically, right in your face. That is not a coincidence. And then if you look right over the eagle, you have the same symbol if you connect all the dots with all the little stars.
Yeah, I know. It's all symbolism. And, yes, I had seen that before.
Now, did you see where it spells Mason?
Yes, sir. I've seen this online before. I've seen this pointed out. Yes.
Unbelievable. And there's a little also an owl on the front of the dollar bill.
Yeah, he's peeking up over the $1 bill.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Alex. You have a great day.
Hey, I appreciate it. Absolutely, sir. No, it's not like the stuff in the money's hidden. I mean, it says a New World Order on the back with an all-seeing eye pyramid, like Total Information Awareness Network. I mean, it's New World Order, folks. I've got hundreds of news articles with presidents and prime ministers and the Pope and everybody calling for world government. I mean, it's not like it's a conspiracy theory. That's really going on. And you're absolutely right. Let me just cover the article he mentioned. Report, terror suspect landing at Cincinnati Airport. There are reports that a fighter jet escorting a jet into Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport. The plane is Delta Flight 043, and it left Paris at 11:20 a.m., and it says the flight is said to be of interest. According to reports, a woman was removed from the flight before it took off from Paris, Charles de Gaulle International Airport, because she had an electronic device that was causing some suspicion. The idiots had never seen a leather jacket you plug into the lighter. They sell those everywhere. The plane will be held in an area after from the terminal when it lands. And then there's another article here posting, saying it was a false alarm. So a flight from Paris is escorted by jets to land in Cincinnati. So they get her off the plane, but just the terrorists are everywhere, folks. We're so lucky they're taking our rights away and arresting anyone that holds up a sign protesting Bush. And the Justice Department is now charging people for protesting. It's wonderful. But the border is going to be wide open, and everything's going to be happily ever after from there. Thanks for the call, sir. I'm glad to take your call, and I don't censor people. If you actually time how long I keep a caller on and how much they talk, because I've done this. I've listened to my rebroadcast before, and I've sat there with a watch on my arm and watched it. A caller usually gets to talk about 2.5 minutes, and then I'll talk about 2.5 minutes with them because I like to talk, too. You know, I like to jump in and add something. And I could do like other talk show hosts. I could have you on about an average of 45 seconds. That's about the average. The consultants even tell you to do that. 45 seconds, maybe a minute, and they cut you right off. Maybe we'll just start cutting folks off for about 45 seconds, and then they can complain that Alex cuts people off. Because that's not what I do. That's not what I do. Okay? Go ahead. It's a good point you made, sir. Thanks for making that point. Go ahead and talk to Carl in D.C., and then Ed in Pennsylvania. Carl, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Great, sir.
I just wanted to say greetings from the police state capitol. I wanted to invite everybody down to see the Capitol building and the White House before it's too late. There's a 7 or 8 foot wall approximately around the Capitol. They've blocked off the White House in about a 2 block radius. That's happened months and months.
And I've talked to family who's been in D.C. recently. If you try to videotape a Lincoln, guards will run up and begin screaming at you. Video cameras anywhere in the city, they freak out. As if you're evil, you might be a terrorist. As if terrorists couldn't get pictures of the monuments. They're training us how to be slaves.
But it's for your safety, right?
But the border stays wide open.
Yeah, so, and you also got to be sure to sidestep the gray uniformed police that kind of look like something out of World War II Nazi Germany. But, of course, that's for your safety, too. They're everywhere. I mean, it is unbelievable how many. I could tell you from May of 2003 to current today, right now, 8 months later, the number of police, it's increased by a factor of 10 easily.
And they've always got to hire more, and then they've got to have more reasons to, you know, to arrest you for any reason, why everything's terrorism now. Isn't it great? Don't you feel safe now? The question is, what is it they have planned that's so horrible they know we're going to resist? See, why are they gearing up?
Well, okay, can I come back after the break?
Sure, sure, but I'm asking you, why do you think that?
Why do I think it? Keep everybody under control, just like Nazi Germany.
Exactly, but why are they gearing up so quickly? What fun do they have planned for us? Think about that. Think about that. We'll put you on hold, and I'll give you about 30 seconds on the other side. Then I got to go to Ed and a few others and hit a few final news stories. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I guarantee you this, folks. The more liberty you give up, I guarantee you, the more liberty you give up, the more tyranny you're going to be living under. All right, let's let a couple callers finish real quick. Go ahead, Carl in D.C., and finish your point.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I found God, I guess, about a year ago, but I'm feeling really angry and depressed, and I guess you've never really gotten a call like this, but it's hard to be positive. It's hard to keep a positive frame of mind. So,
hey, at least you have a mission. At least you know the truth. Imagine being back in darkness, not knowing what's going on, having the wool over your eyes. Now you have a mission to warn others. You know, it's depressing to pull up and see your house on fire, but you can stand there and be depressed. You can run in and save your family. So we're trying to save this country. We've all got a job, and you won't be depressed once you take that anger and put it into taking action one day at a time, a little bit at a time, unlocking people's minds, standing up to this evil, and bringing these corrupt pieces of garbage to justice.
Roger that. And you remind me of the judges in the Old Testament. Once I read that, boy, that put a whole new outlook on things.
Absolutely. God bless you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's let Ed in Pennsylvania be our tail gunner, because I got a few final news articles here. Yeah. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Brother Alex. I just wanted to call and say that man, just read parts of the Bible that deal with faith, and that's all you can do, really. But I wanted to have one. I come up with a lot. I come in contact with a lot of people from the public and the people in the public and in the public in general, and I have. I drove a young kid about 15. The other kid was 16. I was taking him to a private military school, and I asked him what they learned in school, and they went through the whole thing: geometry, math, you know, science, everything, and all the subjects except for history. And I asked him. I said, "Well, what, don't you have history?" He says, "Oh no, that's an elective." And I almost ran off the street. I couldn't believe it. History is an elective. I mean. It's absolutely amazing what they're teaching these kids. And this is a private, I'm sure it's probably about maybe $15,000 a year to send these kids to this private military school. It's a military school. And they're not even teaching that you can, it's an elective. It's amazing. I mean, I can't, back at, when I was a mandatory when I was going to school that you had to learn
And I guarantee you, if 10% of the parents of those children said, we want it to be mandatory, it would be. Then the next step would be, make sure it's good history, not globalist garbage. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you. We're almost out of time for this show. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day as well. And we'll let that caller go. Thank you. There is just so much I wanted to get to. Again, Tony Blair, folks, got caught in a speech saying weapons of mass distraction, and it's made headlines. That little slip of the tongue was a bunch of other news we didn't get to, but we had three great guests on, and I'll cover some of this news I didn't get to, like Rush Limbaugh now believes in conspiracy theories tomorrow, along with all the other news that would have stacked up by them. We got a lot of other great guests coming up this week and a lot of key info. So you don't want to miss any of these shows. Before I end this show, if you believe in what we're doing, I want to wake folks up. I want tools so you won't talk yourself blue in the face, waking people up. You want results? 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my videos. Get them. Make copies. Give them to friends and family. Air them on Access TV. Give them to local talk show hosts. Affect change. Keep it up. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos or the books or the T-shirts or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Videos are all excellent, $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Don't wait. Get the film. Stop sitting there and let the globalists take over. These things work. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive.
The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-888.